We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now, this is one of the good ones that battle, or somebody put it in the rotation.
I'm lost.
Gangstar.
Oh, no wonder I'm lost. Mm-hmm. That local?
No. Okay. Not a lot of East Coast. Not a lot of.
Well, I remember
Guru.
Yeah, I remember Gangstar, and that's back during those days, and Onyx, and all of that. And remember Onyx the group?
Yeah. I have Onyx on my phone. Yes, Onyx on my Amazon Prime.
That was mid to late 90s.
That was, I think that it was mid at the late.
Was it early 90s? Yeah,
Onyx, 90s. Onyx feels like 94.
Okay, yeah, mid 90s. Okay.
Slam.
Yeah.
And that might have been.
Phaedro Star.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They had a couple of good ones.
Gangstar, those guys, yeah.
Onyx hits you in the face. Slam. I can't find any answers here. Anyway. Oh, no, see.
That was different music in the club back then, Jack. Yeah. We wanted to roughhouse each other in the clubs back then.
Yeah, not like it is today. No, not like it is today.
A lot of jeans and Tims and hoodies. Yeah, a lot of that was going
on.
Ooh,
boy.
Then.
93 was.
Was that early? Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I was still in high school. I remember.
Yeah.
So, oh, there you go. Good job. Was that battle or, Jack, are you doing some good work behind
the
scenes?
No, that was all battle.
Oh, all right.
Good job, Battle.
I don't know where he would get that from. But anyway, so what was it, Jack? Was it Tuesday that Daniel Jeremiah, he didn't even know what he was doing, right?
Oh.
He put out this, it was a harmless, Russell Wilson to the Eagles for three firsts and two.
I think that's what it was.
That's what it was, right? And he says, who says no, the Eagles, the Seahawks, or it's a fair deal? And, man, Eagles fans were coming off the top rope saying, this is ridiculous. Be better.
Be better.
Right, Jack?
There it is.
Clown emoji. He's just so mad at him. And DJ, like, he's following up being like, yeah, like, this seems pretty fair to me. Like, this isn't outrageous.
Well, it kind of was outrageous, DJ.
No.
I wasn't going. It was probably one too many first-round picks, and the second-round pick was definitely. I think he even threw in a 2023 pick.
So he that was the second round pick. Okay. So he could have went 2 1s, Jalen Hurts, and a 2. Maybe it would have felt differently.
Right. Okay. Maybe I'm thinking a little differently.
It wasn't that far off. It might have been excessive, but it wasn't that far off.
Right.
It wasn't outrageously like, you idiot. It wasn't Russell Wilson for a second round pick, and people are like, you're nuts. So he was talking about what podcast is it, Jack? He was on the
Move the Sticks. Yes.
He's on Move the Sticks podcast, and he talked about it. Here it is.
Here's the other thing. They say, well, Eagles, we're not close. We're not a quarterback away. I'm like, you've got one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. You've got a premier tight end. You've got a more than functional running back. You've got a receiver who should be a high-volume 100-catch guy with good quarterback play in Devontae Smith. So, okay, you need to go get another receiver. The dime a dozen. I can find one in the second round in free agency. No big deal. The Cincinnati Bengals fixed their defense in one offseason in free agency. They had the first pick in the draft, which last I heard means you're the worst team in the league. And with an elite quarterback, within 2 years, they're in the second round of the playoffs because they got a quarterback. I'm like, that's not that far away as you think it is. And I mean, I don't know. You can say it's a rich price. You can say it's an overpay. But if there's one thing that you want to overpay for, it's a franchise quarterback because there are not that many of them.
Tell him, DJ.
He's absolutely right. That, and I agree with him on that. I agree. I may do the whole fantasy football stuff and, you know, scoff at certain draft picks being offered up or what have you. But if you think about it and just not in this wish me sort of state of, you know, we'll get this player, we'll get that player, we'll get that player. Because you got to remember, the Eagles have to draft the players that you want. So just think about the last three first-round picks. You mean you wouldn't give those three guys up for a franchise quarterback?
I mean, odds are, at best, if they drafted three, two can play?
Yeah.
At best?
At best.
At best?
Yes. Yes. And he's right when you think about what Russell Wilson adds to the offense. That's what I was saying. What do you think this offense would look like if Russell Wilson was in it? How many catchable balls do you think would be out there? What do you think Nick Sirianni would be able to do with a quarterback that understands defenses in its entirety? Nick Sirianni can open up his entire playbook, and it becomes a more dynamic offense. What does Miles Sanders look like with Russell Wilson as the quarterback? What does the offense look like with Russell Wilson out there in charge, calling everything? Hurry up offense, run plays, pass plays. All that type of stuff. Because that's what veteran elite quarterbacks have the ability to do. When you're young, as everybody likes to brag about with Jalen, this is not me ragging on Jalen. This is really me challenging everyone's idea that having Russell Wilson is foolish or going after Russell Wilson is foolish. You can talk about the asking price. That's one thing. But the player, and you're telling me he can't make a difference, you're crazy. When you got a 23-year-old inexperienced quarterback, you turn your offense to a 3 yards in a cloud of dust offense. You can only read one half of the field. Your number one receiver doesn't get targeted an entire half. When you have Russell Wilson, he's scanning and reading the entire field. It's open to him. The entire offense is open to a guy like Russell Wilson. That's the difference. When having that guy on your team, it just is. That's the difference. And the Eagles have, we all know they got arguably the best offensive line in football. You mean Russell's not going to benefit from that?
Of course.
You mean to tell me Devontae Adams getting catchable balls thrown to him on time, in stride, all those things? That wouldn't help Devontae Smith reach his potential? When I've watched what Russell Wilson do, he's done with a guy like Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf. Oh, was it Doug Baldwin? Some of the guys that he's had?
Yeah, who's that other cat that they had that was anyway.
But I'm just saying, he makes guys better.
Yeah.
He makes guys better. So if you don't like the asking price, that's one thing. But this idea that bringing Russell Wilson in.
He's over the hill.
Yeah, he's over the hill. It's a waste of time. He wouldn't make a difference. Nah, I disagree with that.
Also keep this in mind that the Seahawks traded two firsts and a third for a safety. And had to resign him to a historic safety contract. And the guy's not even really a safety.
Right, he's a linebacker, really.
So they traded two first-round draft picks for a linebacker / safety.
Yeah.
You had another and a second-round pick. They traded two firsts and a third. Man, so, I mean, from that perspective, you're giving up one more one and then a better pick.
And again, you don't have to say to yourself, we have to win in the first year of Russell Wilson. You just got to get Russell Wilson here. Then you add the pieces.
Then you figure it out.
You keep adding pieces around what you've got. The team becomes even more attractive when he's the quarterback.
Jack, what do you think now? Are you convinced?
No, because I think Russell Wilson's awesome. Like, I love Russell Wilson. I just care more about building it. Like, Tampa was ready to bring in Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Like, they were ready-made. And Russell Wilson might be good for the next 5 years. I think he's going to be good for the next 5 years, but he's more mobile than those guys, than Aaron Rodgers. Like, I would feel more comfortable bringing in a more pocket guy. Tom Brady, same kind of thing. Those guys don't get hurt. Russ does get banged up.
The guy's been in the league almost 10 years, and he just missed his first games.
Yep. Yeah.
This year.
He's 33, though. And it's not even – I'm not worried about the injury. I just care more about building the team. I do. I care more about the 53 than the quarterback, and I think you could bring him into the same situation he's in right now in Seattle. Like, this defense isn't ready to compete. The offensive line is special, but he also has DK Metcalf and Lockett out there. He has Devontae Smith here. That's it.
All right. There you have it. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Did you get engaged over the holidays? Visit the experts at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of wedding rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com. We asked you, how do you want the Eagles to handle the quarterback position this offseason? 66% says stick with Hurts. Of the people that said stick with Hurts, why are you saying stick with Hurts? Because you believe in him long term, or he's the best option right now? Where do you think the voting lies, Ike?
He's the best option right now.
81%.
Yes. Because that's where I'm at.
That's what it is.
Good conviction. Yes.
People that hate Howie Roseman and don't think he can draft want to build the team through the draft. Awesome. Makes a lot of sense. You people make no sense. You have a future Hall of Fame quarterback that could be available, and nobody wants him. I'll just say this, and we'll go back to the phones because this is the more or less the talking point of today. I think the Eagles are making a huge mistake if they're not aggressively going after Russell Wilson or another option. It could be a draft pick. But this idea of we're fine at quarterback and let's build the team and let's give Jalen another year, no freaking way. That is ridiculous.
How about I've seen two different mocks, two different sites, I mean, but five different mocks.
CBS Sports or?
Four of them.
From CBS Sports?
Have Malik Willis in the top 10.
Really? Well, they just know what happens
with quarterbacks. It's all about the measurables, yeah. Arm strength, and everything else.
Yep. All right, let's go to a guy that knows.
I did see one that said Kenny Pickett would be the number two overall pick.
Overall?
Yeah.
Detroit,
yeah.
That sounds about right. Anytime you can get Joey Harrington again, you got to take him.
Yeah, I actually don't
think. That's a good comparison right there.
I don't think that their current front office could be that dumb.
Right? You stick with Jared Goff. You got him under contract.
You're bad for another year. Who cares? Dan Campbell's great at being bad. He cries. Exactly, the guys love him. It's Detroit. They know that they're not good. Arthur in Scottsdale, Arizona joins us. Arthur, how are you, buddy?
Yo, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, Arthur?
I found a picture that I took with you many years ago. I was showing everybody in the office what you look like. People, they want to know if you're real. And I'm like, oh, he's real. Here's what he looks like.
Correct. Yo, listen, Brother Spike, what happened? You wanted the weather last week?
No, my mom passed away last weekend.
Yo, brother, I'm so sorry.
I appreciate it, brother.
Mm-hmm. I apologize. But I know she's in heaven with God, so it's a blessing, brother.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother, and I wish you the best for you and your family
at this time.
Yep, I'll keep you in my prayers, brother. I don't care about sports. You know what I mean?
It's okay, but yeah, I need you to care about sports right now, though.
Okay. All right, listen, I'll keep it real for you today.
Okay.
You
want
to win? Get rid of Jeffrey Lurie, because he's the worst. He just wants – I'm going to give it to the Eagle fan. He wants you in the seats, buying jerseys.
Here we go.
And he wants a 500 team. That's all he wants.
Did we go into time machine to 2007 here? Because this feels like what people said.
Jeffrey Lurie doesn't want to win.
He wants just to be 500 and relevant so people care. But
no.
Why would why would he want to do that? Because when you win, you make more money.
I'm going to give you the hot tip. Your brother, he's making a ton of money. Let me tell you, you're not a baseball town. You're a football town.
Right.
And them seats, I don't care if a million people leave, there'd be 5 million trying to buy them seats.
Right.
Do you want to? Because that's what they want. Listen to me. You get a Super Bowl team, you got to pay. And Jeffrey Lurie don't
want to. They did.
We just won the Super Bowl five years ago.
Okay, let me keep it real for you. You know I love you, brother. But listen, yo, brother, you didn't win with Carson Wentz. Nick Foles did it.
It doesn't matter. The team won.
No, Nick Foles. I think he was an angel that fell from heaven. Listen to me. I can still remember that game. Nick Foles goes out for the pass and gets the touchdown. Tom Terrific goes out for the pass. What does he do, brother?
How much money you make on that game, Arthur? Who'd you bet on in that game?
I didn't bet. You know me. I'm a booker. You know what I mean?
How much money did you lose on that game?
Correct. I took a beat there. Oh, my God. But listen to me. The Giants vindicated me when they were 9-7. So I kept all the money. You know what I'm saying? When everybody's betting against the Giants, then they get the ring. Mm-hmm. So I made it killing. Look, it's life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to keep it real. That's what Jeffrey Lurie wants. And you don't agree with that?
No. Well, here's the thing. How do you complain about the owner? He owns the team. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, but if he doesn't want to proceed, then get out of the way.
Yeah, but see, Arthur, listen,
man.
Yeah,
would you rather have John Mara as the owner?
Yeah.
Yeah, brother, I don't care who you got. How about the Jay-Z? They can be the owner.
All right, Arthur.
How about that? I like Jay-Z. I think he got old.
All right, Arthur. Yeah. Goodbye, Arthur.
Yeah, Jay-Z's a New York guy. We don't want a New York guy. We already got one New York guy owning a Philadelphia team.
It's enough for us.
Well, KD owns the part of the union.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's a D.C. guy, really.
Yeah, they can own
that. He's actually a Washington football team fan.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like Bryce was when he was there.
Bon Jovi owned the soul for a while.
Price, man.
Because I just wanted to say one time he's a Cowboys fan. Like, I just.
Why would you want him to say that?
Because I think it's just, I want you to be real.
Because we know it's fraudulent that he doesn't ever post about it anymore.
Yeah.
Before it meant so much to him, yeah.
I was talking about the star. I just want to see what it would be.
Well, at least he doesn't post Instagram posts in his man cave with a bunch of Cowboys gear and
actually,
stuff.
Actually, Jack, he's doing what we ask.
Exactly.
Rub it in our face.
Yes.
Anyone MVP.
Thank you.
People forget that.
Yeah, we do forget that the Phillies. Forget about the Phillies. I had already thought we buried that whole notion that Jeffrey Lurie is cheap and doesn't want free agents or whatever. They spend just as much money as any of these other franchises do.
You can say they may spend it wisely, but yeah.
But they spend yes, money. Yes. Carson Wentz, they weren't being El Cheapo with Carson Wentz.
No.
Unfortunately.
Alshon.
Well, I mean, like they're not a team that goes out.
I heard, not to cut you off.
No, you're right.
Howard was on with the Midday Show earlier today, and John was going through a list of names of asking Howard who he thought would be back and whether or not they'd be gone.
Sure.
They got to Fletcher, and Howard was like, 50-50, but I'm leaning towards Fletcher being gone. That took me aback a little bit there.
Well, I would have to look and see with
Fletcher.
I mean, all else being equal,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if that's the case, right? Like, sometimes is it worth getting rid of a guy if you're not saving that much money, right? Like,
right. Well, unless you thought he was and I'm not saying this is Fletcher, unless you thought he wasn't good for your locker room.
Right.
Because they've done that with a couple of guys where they were like, you know what, it's just time to move on.
Sure.
But Fletcher, the one thing I've always felt with Fletcher, that's one of Howie Roseman's prized possessions as a draft pick. And rightfully so, you know. And they gave him that money with the intention of him being here next year, I would think.
Didn't they just redo the –
They did something with his contract.
Yeah, they give him the roster bonus, and then it saves on the cap, and then it goes in the future years, but the years don't end up counting. They know what they're doing with this cap.
Yeah, but if you come back next year with Brandon coming off a torn Achilles and Fletcher another year after what you just saw from him this year – and no Derek Barnett and Josh Sweat is.
Looks like the dead cap would be $41 million.
Goodness gracious!
But they could have traded him at the deadline. I mean, they were exploring it at least.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So they would take the dead money, I would think.
$41 million.
Well, I mean, if they're thinking about doing it at the deadline, I don't know why they wouldn't do it in the offseason.
I'm trying to read from this year where it says cap savings would be almost $26 million, but that feels like you're not saving that. The cap number next year is almost $15 million.
Right.
But then normally when you redo a contract last year, you can't just move on from him and not have a significant cap hit.
Right. Well, you know, Howie knows how.
He knows what he's doing with this, whatever. See what he has is he has a bonus where like it gets prorated, but like it's.
Is it due in March?
I don't. We have to.
Because they could cut him before that.
You text Elliot. Yeah.
So I don't know. I was surprised when I heard Howard say he thought that it could be more likely than not that Fletcher could be gone. I think that's what he was saying. He was leaning more towards Fletcher may not be here versus him being back.
Under Cox's new deal, the Eagles would create blah blah blah. The new contract delays up to $15 million in cap charges into 2023.
So I mean, man, if you're going youth movement, I mean. Rodney McLeod, the safeties, Anthony Harris, Steve Nelson, those guys would be gone, right? Derek Barnett would be gone.
Yeah, I would.
Brandon Brooks, he thought Brandon Brooks would be gone. That's a lot of money being cleared, right?
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have to figure out exactly what you would save if you get rid of Fletcher. I mean, if one of these things where you only save a couple million dollars and you're having this big dead cap hit. I know that the young guys on that defensive line still look at him as the guy, right?
Fletcher,
so,
yeah.
So he's important to that group.
Yeah,
as well.
No doubt. Yeah, and he thought Jason could come back, Kelsey.
Right. Peters?
No, man.
Is he back Kelsey, with the Bears?
Yeah.
I think Kelsey's back.
Could be back. Yeah.
I don't like you had said. I think Brandon Brooks is going to be released, just because no one's going to trade for that contract.
Right.
So he's probably released and he's elsewhere next year, and then you have the rest of the guys. So you're going to maybe Herbig's your right guard.
Right. Yeah. You got the Driscoll and all those guys.
Yeah.
Or you could take one in the first round.
Yeah. Yeah, you could. You could. Andy from Deptford. Andy, what's up, buddy?
John Marks.
Andy.
Yo, what's up, Mr. Ike Reese?
What's up, Andy?
Hey, Ike, man, I can tell you're a big time West Coast rap fan, because anytime any East Coast rap comes on, whether it's Wu-Tang, Boot Camp Click, Biggie, Redman, Mobb Deep, you always kind of throw a little bit of shade.
A little bit.
Am I accurate with that? With that observation?
No, you're right. I kind of grew up on more West Coast, Midwest, South, Southern rap. You know, yeah, I wasn't a huge East Coast guy. Don't get me in the East Coast, West Coast war right now, Andy. Come on, man.
You was bumping that Master P, Bowdy,
Bowdy,
huh?
Deny.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Cash. Go shake it fast.
Yeah. That was the Cash Money crew?
Cash Money Murder.
That was more or less me.
But, you know, you got to give props to the East Coast, man.
I did.
Jimmy Siegel, Jay-Z.
Yes.
Young Gun in Philly was repping around that
what,
time.
What? No, I'm thinking more of the 90s in the East Coast. Yeah, I was here in the 2000s with those guys. Yeah, State 90s, Property, all those guys, yeah.
90s, you got to go heavy. KRS-One. Daz Effects.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, hold on. Yeah. You haven't mentioned Public Enemy and you mentioned Daz Effects.
Ooh, that's early 90s.
Come on,
right?
late 80s, early 90s.
Okay, 80s, yeah.
My bad.
I'm just saying, I'm more or less wherever Tupac went, that's where I was at.
So you was bumping that Scarface,
yeah.
Tupac, Outlaw.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Warren G bumping from Regulator. That's what's up, though. I love it. Yo, OG Wade taking shots at me. What's up, OG Wade? Like, come on, man. How many times have you had OG Wade? I'm gonna call you out, OG Wade, for being a fraud in a certain instance, right?
Uh-oh.
How many times did you guys hear OG Wade make this statement on your show or any other show on the airwaves, right? Jalen Hurts, the situation is never gonna be too big for Jalen Hurts. At 17, he played in front of 100,000 fans in a national championship game.
Yeah, he liked
OG Wade screamed that, right? Well,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah.
The situation was too big for him in the playoffs because he did a number one and a number two in his pants.
Yeah.
Come on, OG Wade, taking shots at me, cuz.
What's wrong with Dang. You, man?
I don't even remember what you said.
Put me with him with Angry Al, and then we'll really get some banging going on.
Oh,
man.
Cage match.
Yeah, right. Let's get a cage match with Jalen Hurts, number one fan. What's he got? He probably got a Jalen Hurts mural in his house. Like, here's the thing, OG Wade. If he's not a future quarterback, he's not a franchise future quarterback. It's okay to say that if he's not. I don't know if he's not. I think that's still unproven. Mm-hmm. But come on.
But I mean, what does your gut tell you right now?
What does my gut tell me right now?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he is one of the 8 to 10 best quarterbacks in the world. And that's what we're striving for, right?
Right.
That's what we want. I mean, we thought we
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
We lost him. OG Wade got a hold of the cell tower. 215-592-9494. Why is everybody fighting with Wade? Why does Wade have it out?
Because they've been waiting on. They're hearing him all year, every day, every game, say how great Jalen Hurts is.
No, I know, but why is Wade, like, Wade could just not respond when people take
but
shots.
No, he can't.
And he also threatens them, too.
Yeah, listen, it's a never-ending cycle on this show. Everyone's going after everyone.
The threats, I got to DM Mad Mike and be like, listen, let's just calm down, all right? Calm down with Wade. All right? We don't need threats on the air. I don't need to be testifying.
Blame you too, man. I'm telling you.
I agree.
You're welcome.
I agree, and that's why I'm saying, like, everybody just relax. This is sports.
Well, Mad
this
Mike's the one that starts everything.
Mad Mike is volatile.
He takes everything over the top.
No, Mad Mike's out of line.
Everyone's an idiot.
He doesn't need to be as aggressive as he is. Yeah.
Right.
So I do blame Mad Mike.
Yeah, Mad Mike out here challenging people's manhood, so you know they're gonna respond to it.
Yeah. Mad Mike's out of line.
And now I got Wade and Chester. Now he's texting me saying, set it up. I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
All right, coming up.
Oh, wow.
Daryl Morey rejected. What? An offer for Ben Simmons, was it a mistake? Also,
I'm tired of hearing Daryl Morey rejected another offer.
Another one.
I'm just riffing, baby.
Also, I am ready to admit something about Joel Embiid that I never thought that I'd admit to. Jack Fritz was right.
Oh, wow, what?
We'll get into all that.
Jack!
Barks and Riesel, 94 WIP.
Hey, each win means that much It means that much more in the NFL. Why can I never get that line right in the NFL playoffs? That's why FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds for the divisional playoffs. Bet $5 to win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. Now, I told you, I felt pretty good about Cincinnati upsetting Tennessee in Nashville this weekend. Just take the points plus. Yeah, take Cincinnati plus the points. Y'all know as I get closer to these games, my mind changes a little bit. Take Cincinnati plus the points, though. Take that and take Green Bay outright. There's no way San Francisco's beating Green Bay and Green Bay. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. And there's no better place to bet the NFL playoffs than on America's number one sportsbook. It's a simple and easy-to-use app with generous promotions offered to you every day. It's safe and secure with the best in-class customer service. A FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account? Guess what? FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. Don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet when you use promo code Ike when signing up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Make sure you use promo code Ike and pick your divisional playoff team before kickoff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.